We are in the middle of Perek Memhe. We're up to Pasuk Hey. I'm sorry. We're up to Pasuk Gimel. One second. I'm all confused. I prepared today extensively. Okay, Pasuk Yud Beis. That's what we're up to. We're up to Perek Memhe Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, Perek Memhe Pasuk Yud Beis. We're in the middle of describing the coins. We did already the Mitzudos. We have to go to the Rashi. We spoke about this a little bit. Mufapal on this on Friday. Let's review it all over again, because there are new people here today that have not been here on Friday. And people from Friday, they're gone. They already know it, so they're gone. Okay, Perek Memhe Pasuk Yud Beis of the Hashekel Eshem Geva is describing what's going to be the economic currency in the times of Mashiach. There's going to be a shekel, and the shekel is Esrim Geirah, 20 Geirahs, which is the same thing as what it says in the Torah. And then it says there's going to be something called Esrim Shekalim, a coin that is equal to 20 Shekalim, a coin that's equal to Chamisha the Esrim Shekalim, that's of 25 Shekalim, and a coin that's equal to Asara V'Chamisha Shekel. He notice here, it goes on, it says Lashon Yachid. I don't know why it's switched from Lashon Ram to Lashon Yachid. A coin that's worth 15 Shekalim. And together, when you combine 20 plus 25 plus 15, what do you have in your hands? Hamoneh, you have 100.
So I can understand, if you're talking about denominations of shekels, these three denominations, but what point does this telling us the total?
Oh, let's see. So it's very important. We'll see in a moment. This will equal to a total of 100. So in other words, we have over here, the Torah is telling, this pasuk is telling us a mouthful. What is a shekel? L'chayra, they had a coin that was a shekel. I'm assuming there was a shekel. I'm also assuming there was something called a machzis shekel, because that we learned all over the place, the machzis shekel. So that's already two coins. What is a shekel? A shekel happens to equal 20 geirah, which means that a machzis shekel is 10 geirah. What is the geirah? I believe it's the weight of a barley coin. A barley coin of silver is a gerah. So a shekel is 20 of these barley coins, the weight of 20 barley coins, and a machsa shekel would be 10 barley coins. Then there was a larger coin, or a larger weight, which was equal to 25, a weight equal to 20, and a weight equal to 15. And when you take 25 plus 20 plus 15, and you add it together, what do you get? You get 60. But here in the mathematics of this pasuk, it comes out to 100. Now, what exactly does that mean? So let me first explain out, so then we read everything inside. A shekel is 4 zuz. Okay, that's the 100. Now, a zuz is copper. So there are 4 copper coins equal 1 silver coin. That's the rule of thumb. So originally, at least in the secular market, this is going to be true in Tam Mashiach as well as what it says in this pasuk. There's going to be a coin of 25, a coin that is worth 25 shekalim, 25 times 4 equals 100 silver, copper coins. So when it says here in the pasuk, money is 100, means 100 copper coins. 100 copper coins really is 4 times the coin of 25. That coin will not change. However, there's also going to be a new coin called a coin of 20, and a coin of 15. Now these, when we combine these three together, we have 60. Now 60 multiplied by 4 is 240 copper coins. What is the significance of 240 copper coins? Number one, we have a principle that the shekel of the Beis HaMikdash is double. Okay, why that's so, I don't know, but that's how it is. Every time we talk about the currency, there are two currencies. There's the underground currency, and then there is the official currency. Like even in America, right? There's always the black market, and there is the, you know, whatever the real currency. So too in the Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be two different types of currencies. There's the currency of the Beis HaMikdash, which is double for whatever reason, and which would then mean that a money, when you're dealing with the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash and they tell you 100, it means 200. Like you go to a yeshiva, calls you up and says, you've pledged $100. So why has your check, have we only received the check for $100? If you checked off on the card 100, don't you know that when it comes to the yeshiva, 100 means 200? And therefore, you're obligated to give us $200. Okay, something along those lines. Okay, that's really what it means. When you deal with the Beis HaMikdash and you use the regular numbers, 100 means 200. And then the Beis Din has the right to cause, in order to change the measurements, Yecheskel is telling us that Lasalavo, the Beis Din is going to add a sixth from the outside to 200. So what is a sixth of 240? 40, exactly. So we're talking about after you add that number, which really means it's going to be a fifth from the inside, from 200. So what would be a fifth of 200? 40. 20 and 20, 100, 100, 20, 20. So a fifth from the inside, milligav, which is a sixth millibar from the outside. After you add the fifth from the inside and you append it to the sum, you then have 240. It turns out then that the 40 is a sixth of the number that you have in total, 240. That's a very common device used in the Gemara, a fifth from the inside, which is a sixth from the outside.
But the Chumash is the fifth quarter.
Correct. So we have over here, so this is the principle. This is the principle we have over here. The total sum is 60. 25, 20, 15, a total of 60, which multiplied by 4 copper coins brings us to 240 copper coins. And 240 copper coins is first double of what chol is, 100 copper coins. Double that to 200, add a fifth, which brings us to the total of 240 copper coins, which is also a sixth after you have in front of you the total sum. That's what this pasuk is teaching us in a nutshell. Now let's see all of that information inside. In pasuk Yudbeis in the Mitzudos, we did it really on Friday, but let's review it again. The Ashekel, Mishkal Hashekel Yeh Eshem Geir, be 20 Geir, Eshem Shkolim, Bazman Ahu. In that time of Mashiach, Yehu Hoya Mishkal Meyuchad B'fnei Atzmo, there was a special stone. There will be a special Mishkal, weight, Evan, a stone that will be equal to Michaf Shkolim, equal to 20 Shkolim. The Evan and a stone that's equal to Michaf He Shkolim. The Evan and a stone that's equal to Mi Tesvav Shekel for a total of 60. L'chein Amar Kol Elu. All three together, Shalosh HaMishkolosh B'yachad, Yechashev L'Mishkal Moneh. When you add up 15 plus 25 plus 20, you're going to have 60, and 60 equals 200, equals a Moneh. Now, what does it mean, a Moneh? V'lo Ya'avsu Es HaMishkol, and it's warning us to not, what Hashem is telling Yechezkel, this is the continuation of the Pasuk Aleph, going back to Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud was the Melech is instructed Moiznei Tzedek Ve'efas Tzedek Uvas Tzedek Yelochem. It's warning us that your calculation shall be Tzedek. Everything should be just. There should be no corruption. Now, in the parentheses, it says here Imkein Hamone He Hu Shishim Shkolim. The Mone, the 100, equals 60 Shkolim. Now, what does that mean exactly? VeHashekel, a silver shekel, equals 4 copper coins. Hu arba zus. Now, therefore, when we multiply 60 by 4, the result is 240 copper coins. Hare lemone resh mem zus. Kimone shelchol. Now, how does that equal 100? So he explains, kimone shelchol humea zus. A mone that is mundane is 100. Vishel koidesh kofel. But koidesh is 200. Ahare mosayim. The hoisif ba Yecheskel shesus, and Yecheskel added to 200 a sixth from the outside, which is a fifth from the inside. Hare reish mem zuz. So here, in a very nice explanation, he explains the entire pasuk from beginning to end to understand what's taking place at the time of Mashiach. We're going to have over here three different types of coins: 20, or did the weights 20, 25. 15 for a total of 60, and this is Kodesh. 60 multiplied by copper, by 4 copper coins, is 240. 240 is double 100 plus an additional 6, and that is what is now called the new money. The new money, the money Chodosh. The money chadasha. Okay, yeah.
Why are they presenting the funding out of order?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know. No one talks about that. No one. I looked over all the mafarshim, not all, but many of them, and I did not see anyone giving an explanation. That very mysterious. Also, why do we change from shekolim to shekel? It starts off with esrim shekolim.
Yeah, but I mean right. It's 20, 25, and then 15.
Okay, so Rashi maybe really alludes to the answer. Rashi says that we're dealing with, what's 20? 20 is the smallest number. It's a fourth. It's a fourth of 100. Or really, it's a third. Well, I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know. That doesn't really answer the question. It's not correct. Okay, I don't know. Beats me. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says the same thing in different words. Pasuk Yedeis v'yashekel eshem geira esrim ma'in. 20 ma'in. What is a ma'? A muzzle? So a copper coin. It's a very, very small copper coin. As we mentioned before, it's equal to the weight of a barley. Eshem shkolim. We have here 20 shkolim, chamisha v'yeshem shkolim, 25 shkolim, asar v'chamish shekel, 15 shekel. When you add up the three numbers, harei, shishim shekolim. And this now is what becomes the new moneh. Hamoneh yelochem. Ramchal, what does that word mean?
Salt.
100. U'menachem chibroi. Menachem learns the word moneh does not mean 100. L'shoin minyan. It means a number, like Toichin Levainin, it means a number. This is going to be the new number. All right, I don't know what that means. You don't want to say it means 100, you want to say it's a number. So what is the
Sacha called? Maybe a number, maybe it means the unit.
The unit.
The number,
the unit number. So it doesn't focus on the word 100. According to the first interpretation, the word Tismane means 100. In the second interpretation, it just means this is the new number. This is our new standard. We're not getting involved with the numbers. All right, whatever it is. Now, if we're dealing with shkolim, shkolim is equal to, one shekel is equal to four copper coins. So therefore, hareyeshkan mosayim v'arbo'im zuz, 240 copper coins. Mikan shahoye mona shel kodesh kafol. From here we learn that the mona shel kodesh, when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, they have a different currency, a different system of economics. Their money, their vocabulary, their terminology is double of what is used out in the street. Now, if it's double, it should be 200, not 240. To answer that, we have to understand that Yechezkel was permitted to manipulate, to expand the value of the coins. Yosifu bimei Yechezkel shesus. And they added, does this mean in his lifetime, or does this mean they're referring to the time of the Beis HaMikdash? It's not really clear. But Yechezkel somehow added an additional 6 to the 200. Harei Masayim V'arboim, 240. Now, the Pasuk gives us three coins. Why are there three coins? Why can't the Pasuk just tell us there's a weight called 60? Well, what's this all about? 20, 25, 15? Just let's get down to the bottom line. The bottom line is there should be a weight that is equal to 60 shkolim, and that is equal to 240 copper coins. Why three coins? Uchshechilku yakasav l'shleisha v'lekasav stam shishim shkolim yelechem hamoneh. That's teaching you a principle. Tzivo la'sois minenu mishkal shili shisoi. The 20, the coin, that is 20, is a third. 20, 40, 60. U'mishkal revi iso. The coin that's 15 is a quarter. 15, 30, 45, 60. And then the coin of 25 is the preservation of the original coin shel chol. Because 25 is the largest coin in the shkolim, in the coins of chol. 25 by 4 is 100. So even in the world of Kodesh, we want to preserve the coin that was used as the measuring, that is the benchmark, for chol, umishkal moneh shel chol, and we also using the mishkal moneh shel chol shahaya mitchila, which was 25. That is why we have three coins. A part of the economic system is that there should be there should be coins of different values, of a third, a quarter, and the original. Even in the coins of Kodesh, there has to be at least three different types of coins. Lahavdil, like in America, we have the dollar, and we have the half dollar, and we have a quarter, and there's a dime, and a nickel, and a penny. So too, in the shkolim, you know, you have a shekel, you have a machsa shekel, that's for sure. And now we have then it's going to be a third of a money. A third of a money is going to be the 20. Then there's the quarter of a money, which is the 15 coin. And then there is the original coin, which was 25. So there are different denominations. Different denominations, obviously, it's very important for the economy that people should be able to exchange money in different, in smaller coins. V'chei, in Tirgim Yonason, he also explains the three coins. There is talsus manya, a third of a money. A third of a money is the 20 coin piece, 20, 40, 60. Which is Esrin Siloim, 20 Siloim. A Sela is the Aramaic equivalent of a shekel. That's very important because in the Gemara very often interchanges use Sela. A Sela is the same exact thing as a shekel. It's just a Sela is Aramaic and a shekel is Lashon Kodesh. Then it says Minei Kaspa. Then there is the Minei Kaspa means a money. 100 silver is Esrin Vachamesh. That's the original. The original coin was 25 shkalim. 25 times 4 is 100. Esrin v'chamesh silin. And then there is the rivus manya. There is a quarter of a money, 15. 15, 30, 45, 60 of the monishal kodesh. Rivus manya, chamesh esrei silin. Kuloin, all of them together, the Targum says, equals Shitin Siloin, 60 Shekolim, Manya, Rabba, that becomes the new money, the great money, which is not the money for Choyl, but it's the money for Kodesh. It's the Minei, the money, Kutch of holiness, Yehei L'choin, it shall be to you, which we now understand, the money Shal Kodesh is double, from 100 to 200, plus we add an additional 6 to bring it to 240. Mr., welcome back. Shalom Aleichem. It is so good to see you.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay, now, with that in mind, okay, let me just see anything. No, let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, everything here is clear. Okay, the Malbum, everyone is pretty much on the same page. We did, let's go to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now we go to a more complex section of this parak, and we deal with gifts. Now this is a very big mystery, what we're trying to do now. What is the Pasuk trying to do now? It's not at all clear. We're going to mention the Nasi again. He's going to be mentioned. Who is the Nasi? Is the Nasi the Kohen Gadol? Is the Nasi the Melech? Mm-hmm. That's subject to dispute. And we're also going to mention our requirements to give various measures of wheat, barley, and oil, and animals, and karbanos. And the numbers that we're going to see here now don't really fit with what we're familiar with. In the Chumash, in the Mishnayos, of giving truma, when you give truma to a kohen, what do Chazal say? How much truma does one give to a kohen? Minatoira, the requirement is a mashahu. One kernel of wheat, minatoira, can exempt, you make kind mitzvah of truma for a silo of billions and billions of kernels of grain. All you have to give to mekayim the mitzvah derais of truma is a teeny teeny mashahu, and the remainder is no longer tevel. No longer is a person subject to misa bidei shamayim from eating from tevel after you give even one teeny mashu of grain to the kohen as the mitzvah of truma. However, Chazal say the custom was, it's only a custom, and it's based on Rambam in the pasuk, to give either one from 50, one from 40, or one from 60. If you're very generous, you will give one from 40. If you're very stingy, you will give the kohen one of 60. And if you're a beinoni, you're somewhere in between, then you're going to give one of 50. So here the pasuk is going to say give one of 60, which is very shocking, because at least going to one shot, and we're just going back into the pasuk because the harp sukkim coming up, which is a little shocking, because since here we're dealing with the time of the Beis HaMikdash, We're dealing here in the time of Moshe Mashiach. You would think people would be very generous. They would want to give one of 40, not one of 60. Yet the calculations we're going to see here really fit in line with one of 60. Okay, that's one interpretation. We can manipulate the interpretation of the pasuk to mean other things. To mean that you're really giving one of 30, even more generous. Okay, we'll see that in a few moments. Another approach, which is very important, very 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 common, very popular in the Mefarshim, is what we're discussing here is not Terumah. The gifts we're going to discuss here is a special one-time gift that's going to be given either to the Kohen or as a Karban Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash as an inaugural Karban of the Bayis Shalishi. Something which we do not find by the Bayis Rishon, not by the Bayis Sheni, and not by the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there were the Miluim, a special set of korbanos that were offered during the first 8 days. And in the Bayis Rishon also, there was special Miluim, and the Bayis Sheni, we don't have a record, but we assume they were. Here, by the Bayis Shlish, there's going to be not just Miluim, special korbanos that were offered by the Kohanim, that came from the assets, came from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, but every individual in Klal Yisrael is going to be required to bring 1/60th of his wheat, 1/60th of his barley, 1/60th of his oil, and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and offer it as a Karban Mincha to Hashem to inaugurate the Bayis Shalishi. Unique. Something which we have no record for. There is no, this follows very well in line with the Malbim and the Radak that are not shy to say that in the Bayis Shlishi, times of Mashiach, there's going to be a new set of rules. Things are going to be a little bit different than they were until now, even though we have a tradition in the Animamins, number test, that nothing new is going to happen in time of the Bayis Shlishi. That has to be understood. What it means, nothing new, but there will be some new minor changes in the time of Mashiach. Rashi, obviously, Lishitasi, is always shying away from that approach. Nothing is going to be different at all, and that's why Rashi bends backwards, as he did in the previous Pesukim, Lishitaso, to take the words of this Pasuk and make sure it conforms to what we learn in the Torah. What it says in the Torah, that nothing new is going to happen, and this is just giving you a general review of the laws of giving Truma and Meiser to the Kohanim and the Levim. Now, Levim as well, what do you give to the Levi? You give to the Levi 10%. The Levi, that's the Halach Min HaTorah. Levi must get 10%. After you give Truma, you give him 10%. And the Kohen as well, after the Kohen receives his Truma, the Kohen is Mechuyev to give from what he receives 10% to the Levi as Truma's Meiser. Now with that, Hakdama, let's read the Pasuk inside, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Zois HaTeruma. What is the word Truma? Does this mean Truma that goes to the Kohanim? Or does this mean Truma that is going to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash? Truma literally means a gift. It literally means something that you lift up. In our vocabulary, it's normally associated with meaning, it's something that you give to the Kohanim. But that's not the literal translation. It means something that you lift up. Perhaps in this context, it means this is what every single individual in Klal Yisrael will lift up from their private assets and bring as an offering to Hashem in order to inaugurate the Bayis Shalishi. Zois HaTerumah Asher Terimu, Shishis Soifa, Mechoymer Hachitim. A Choymer is 30 saw. A saw is 6. There are 6 Eifa in there are 6 Eifa, if I'm not mistaken. You help me with the math here. I didn't really prepare the math. There are a Choymer is 30 saw. 30 saw can be divided also into I think 6 Eifa. And a sixth of an Eifa really comes out then to be a 60th. It comes out then to be a 60th. That's one approach. Shisha so Eifa, a sixth of an Eifa, me choymer hachitim from the choymer of chitim, which comes out to be 1/60th. Let's do the math. A choymer is 30 saw. 30 saw can also be broken down into an Eifa. An Eifa is 10, an Eifa is 6. It's 6.
Wait. 3 saws is 1
Eifa. 3 saws 1 Eifa. 3 saw. We had three sas, one epha. An epha would then be an. Let's hope it doesn't add up then. All right, let's read the words of the Mepharshim and some confused. Let's just say sheishes, a sixth of an epha, mechoymer hachitim. Okay, that's we'll read the pasuk. We'll see the Mepharshim. Then it says vishishisem ho epha. That's a very hard word. What does that word mean? What does it mean vishishisem? I don't know. We never had this word before. It's a strange word. It can go two ways. Some of the commentators tell us that it means a sixth. It's just another way. Another way, it's another grammatical form of a sixth. It's like a Lashon Po'al. There are seven binyanim in grammar, and one of the binyanim is Po'al, which means it's an active verb. So it's not just telling you a fact, a sixth, which is a sixth. It's a noun. It's an adjective. This is a verb. It's you shall actively take a sixth. So it really means the same thing, but it's telling you get involved. Ha'efa mechoymer ha'se'orim. Other commentators say that it's not a verb, it's an adjective, which means it's a description, and it's not sixth, it's a 60th. And the third interpretation is, it means two times a sixth. A sixth twice. What is a sixth twice? A third. So it's telling when it comes to barley, give more barley. Give a third of everything that you have in your silo to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash, or give it to the Kohen as Truma. So what's going on over here? Let's see the Mepharshim. Pasuk Yud Gimel, first in the Mitzvot Tavit. His interpretation. Everyone. Normally you barley. You know, it's what do you mean? Normally it's you give truma. You give a 50th. It's truma. Normally. All right.
But not as a carb.
Oh, so you only give a carb when on Pesach. Yeah. Pesach is the only time you offer a carbon of barley. Mm-hmm. And what else? There's another exception. A saita. A saita brings barley. So indeed, it's very interesting that if you're going to learn this inaugural carbon, the Pesukim in the future are going to say that the inauguration of the Bayis Shlishi will serve as an atonement for the sins that the Jewish people have done during the long galus. So then it makes sense, because a sota is a sinner. A sota, even in the most positive light, she did nothing wrong. Why did she have yichud? She did nothing wrong. A sota, no matter how you look at it, is a choyte. She was warned not to be secluded with another man. She did not listen. So she must bring the carbon, the minchas se'orim. She must bring the carbon. Even if she did not do an aveira with this man, and she will be blessed with having children, but she still was secluded. So she is a sinner. So we also, during the long years of Galus, we also have committed sins by secluding ourselves with avodah zarah, by doing things that anger Hashem. So indeed, it makes interesting a lot of sense that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have to inaugurate the Mikdash by bringing a carbon of barley, which is always brought by a sota as an acknowledgement of our sins in the years of Galus. Let's see the Mitzudos of the Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk here says, Shishes Oefa, Vuchelek Echad Mishishim. So here's what he learns. He learns that a Shish Oefa, make the calculation, is a 60th, Vizel Sham Razal, Ayin ra lo yifchais me'echad mishishim. Okay, so an epha, if you divide a sixth of an epha into by 30 saw, okay, we're not going to make the calculation because I don't know, maybe we'll come across it. It comes out to 1/60th. Vishishisem tzitnu chelek shishis mechomer hasa'irim. Same thing. The mitzudos learns the word vishishisem also means a sixth, but it's a verb. Get involved. You actively go out into the field to your silo and remove a sixth. Wheat did not tell you to do the action. It just says, as a matter of fact, that's how much will be presented. It makes no mention of your personal involvement. The word vishishisem, I don't know grammar, is a word which means be personally involved in the separation. And then he concludes, Ritzon Olaymar, Bein Mechitim, Bein Me'as, Oidim, Titnu Chilek Echad Mishishim, you will be giving away 1/60th. That what the Mitzudos Tavit does not tell us, at least here, is who is this going to? Is this going to the Kohen? Well, it seems it is. Since he mentions, this is what it says in the Chazal, an Ayin Ra gives the Kohen, Truma, 1/60th, it seems to be telling us that in times of Mashiach, don't forget, you have a mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. What is shocking is why then are we so stingy in the times of the Mashiach to give the Kohanim only 1/60th and not from the more generous people who give the Kohanim 1/50th or 1/40th. Okay, now let's see Rashi with this background. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shisha Soifa Mechomer Hachitim, Hari Echad Mishishim. Hapoiches, a person who wants to be on the bottom end of generosity in the midst of Hafrash Shuma, Lo Yivchois Mikain. Vizehu Shamu Ayin Ro'o Echad Mishishim. Then it says, Vishishisem, Usechalku Echad Mishisha, Be'efa, Litrumas. Exactly what the Mitzudos David said. Absolutely no difference whatsoever. Now look at the Radak. The Radak disagrees. The Radak, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Zois Hatruma Asher Terimu, Zehu La'asid. So first he says something very shocking. Writes a Loimar, Shirimu L'chinuch Habayis La'asid. This is not a mitzvah of Truma. This is not Hafroshas Truma that is not being addressed here. We're discussing a special carbon every individual in Klal Yisrael will give to inaugurate, to sanctify the new Beis HaMikdash. Shishes ho'efa mechomer hachitim, zeyeh karbon harishon. Lakohol, this is what the assembly will bring, sheichanchu hamizbeach, bo, v'zeyeh rimu laHashem mincha, this is what you will lift up to Hashem as a gift, mi sheyeh lochomer hachitim, any individual in Klal Yisrael who has a farm and has wheat, Yorim la Hashem imenu shall lift up from his farm, shishe soefa, kemach shu echad mishishim achomer, a sixth of an eighth happens to be exactly 1/60th of a chomer, v'chein min hasoidim yorimu lemincha kemach shishis hoefa, you shall give. Now here he says, now notice, a sixth of an eighth, which is shu echad mishishim achomer. So far he says over here, exact same thing, that both words mean a sixth of an eifer, which equals, when you're dealing with an eifer relative to a choymer, it's a 60th. And then he explains you the word, vishishisem, poal min shisha. Poal means it's a verb. It's not a noun, it's not an adjective, it's a verb. There is action. Action is happening over here, poal min shisha. When you take the word shisha and you turn it into a verb, it means says kamo v'chimesh es eretz mitzrayim. The word v'chimesh, same exact form. V'chimesh means, well, not the form, same exact idea. A choymesh is a fifth, but Yosef gave the command v'chimesh. You shall remove a fifth of the produce from the divided by five. Here as well, min chamisha v'u mibinyan pl hadogush b'shekel in the same grammatical form as v'i nisem. Okay, v'inisem es nav, you shall cause affliction to your soul. So I guess here there are two chiriks. There's the ayin, the e, there's a nun as a chirik, and there's a yud, it's a chirik malay, there's a yud after the second chirik, and it's exactly what it says here, and this is exactly the same form. V'shishisem, with the plural, the sof and the mem, it's exactly the same form, which means just like you shall bring affliction upon yourself by fasting, and not smearing your body with oil and denying yourself food and drink, v'chulu v'chulu, so to hear you shall get involved and separate the sixth of an eifa, which 1/60th was a special mincha for Hashem. So he takes away the sting of Rashi and the Mitzudos that we're not discussing an ayin ro'ah, that is obviously what was bothering the Radak. How can Rashi and the Mitzudos say that we're dealing with giving tshuva to the kohen and we're telling you to give a 60th? It's an ayin ra. When we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, when you should be generous, you should be giving more. We're discussing here, according to Radak, a special karma to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. The Malbum says something very similar. Look at the Malbum, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'zois HaTshuma Shechutz Mima Sheyeh LaNasi Achuz LeBaretz Yikach Tshuma Me'esa'am. Now, it's different. He is saying here something very different. He's saying over here that this is not a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. This will be a gift to the Melech. Taxes. See, a fourth interpretation. Rashi, a third interpretation. Rashi in the Mitzvah says this is going to be Truma. Standard. Like the Torah. Truma. Nothing new. Radak, inaugural carbon for the Mikdash. Going to Hashem. It's going to go on the Mizbeach. Malbum. No, this is mundane. This is money that is going to be given as taxes to support the melech. Everyone will give, after they give shum and maisa to the kohen, they're going to see whatever they have left over in their possession. They're going to give a sixth, a 60th, to the melech. So that's what he says. V'zeye od echad mishishim chutz mashiye lanasi achuzah ba'aretz. In addition to the land, yikach b'tshum meisvah. We'll take also we'll take gifts. V'zeye od echad mishishim o echad mimeya o echad mimosayim. Now he's jumping ahead because here we're only learning about the wheat, the barley. Wheat and the barley. We're soon going to learn about animals. And it's going to say you have to give 1 in 200. And we're going to learn about giving soon 1 in 100 when it comes to oil. So therefore, all of these funny numbers that we don't have in the Torah, see, so for Rashi is very, Rashi is clear. Because, okay, you can fudge the pasuk to refer to an ayin rav truma. But Rashi is going to get into much more trouble when we get into the next psukim. When you get into numbers that there's absolutely no remes to in the Torah. So he's right away coming to prepare us, the Malbim. We're not dealing with Truma. We're not dealing with any special inaugural carbon. We're dealing with the taxes to the Kohen, to the Melech. And you're going to give him 1 in 60 for your grain. And later we're going to learn 1 in 100. Or Yechem Yimosem 1 in 200. Before Shem Yechidim Asram Yikach Echem Yishishim. V'yagia Loim En Achomer Shu Eser Eifos. And Chomer is 10. I told you, that's what I told you, it's 10 Eifos. Okay, there are 10. There are 10 Eifos in a Chomer. And each eifa thus is 3, and therefore a sixth of an eifa is in total going to be then a 60th of the entire chaymer, shu eser eifos, shishes so eifa, a sixth of an eifa, which results in being 1/60th of the entire chaymer of 30 sa. This is how much taxes you pay the kohen. Now, there will be more calculations. What? The melech. Yeah?
That's cool. Yes, whatever, when we had the description of the Melech in the previous psukim, that he didn't know nothing, would be no corruption. So taxes would be...
So it would be fixed. So Enecham, these would be now... Now, he does not say, is this yearly... Or is this once one-time deal? Only when Mashiach comes, you do it once. The Malbim here at least did not tell us how often this is done. According to Rashi and Mitzudos, it's Truma. This is done every year. It's done once a year, or even twice a year. Two different crops. You do twice a year. And according to Radak, it's done once in a lifetime. It's done at the time of the inauguration of the Bayis Shlishi. That's it.
One time.
But according to the Malbim, who says that this is a gift to the Melech, does this mean it's once in a lifetime, and he takes the money, puts it away in some type of investment fund, and it grows interest? Is that what it means? Or does it mean these are taxes every single year? Does not say. Now let's see the next pasuk. Pasuk, you will come that there are more chazal, which tells other things, which are not like anything we learned until now, but maybe we'll come back to that later on. But let's first see what says the next pasuk. Let's fill the numbers. The choik hashemen. What is the law? Choik means the law. How much oil does one give to, according to each of the three opinions? Habas hashemen. The word bas is a measurement. So the measurement of shemen shall be ma'asar habas menakor. It shall be 10% from 30, which equals aseres, ma'asar habas, a tenth of a bas of 30. Here, we see the first shemen, so I've got the simple translation, menakor. Aseres habatim chomer, and it's telling us in general that there are 10 batim in a chomer. A chomer is 30. A chomer is exactly the same thing as a kor. The Malbim says this explicitly. The Malbim Pastor Gedalim in the second Dibur HaMaschil, he says, V'hakor hu hachomer shezochar. They're exactly the same. And then the pasuk concludes, ki aseres habatim choymer. Now let's see, explain this pasuk in more detail in the Mitzudos Tavet, pasuk Gedalet. He explains this word for word. The choyk hashemen. What does it mean, the choyk? The law. Ritzoyne loymar. Mishpat ma'asar hashemen. How much oil must you give the Kohen? Remember, the Mitzudos is learning that we're dealing here with Truma and Meiser. So now we're jumping, we're finished with Truma. We've given Truma 1/60th. Now, how much Meiser do you give to the Levi? Habas Hashemen. What does this mean? Return to Lamar. Habas hu midas Hashemen. The first time it says the word Hashemen, it's telling you a definition. A bas is a term that is used to describe a measurement of oil. The Yidnu es Habas, Maiser minakar, you shall give a bas, maiser minakar, 10% of 30. For who hachoymer, a kar is exactly the same thing as choymer. In these psukim, the psukim are interchanging the word kar and the word choymer. V'zeu lefi shaseres batim hu choymer. 10 batim equal a choymer. Im kein, if so habas hu chelek, me eser b'choymer. Comes out that I'm giving over here, if I'm giving a complete bas, I'm giving 10%. Since there are 10 batim in a choymer, just like there are 10 ephos in a choymer, and here I'm not going to give a sixth, which is a 60th, but instead I'm giving an entire bas, which means I'm giving an entire 10% shall be given to the Levi. Ki aseres habatim choymer. Ritzen olemar, ki gam hayoim hamida kehu. Today nothing has changed. This has not fluctuated. Aseres batim heima mida sa choymer v'chein yihye la'asid. That is what is going to be in the future. So according to the Mishnah, it's coming to some of the repetition. When the Pasuk says the last four words of the Pasuk, aseres habatim choymer, it's telling you today. Today, this is what it is, and that is what's going to be in the future as well. It's going to be aseres habatim choymer ki aseres habatim choymer. So you read the last half of the Pasuk. Look at the Pasuk again, Pasuk Yudal. And you look at the last half of the Pasuk. There's repetition. It says first, aseres habatim choymer, and then it repeats itself and it says, ki aseres habatim choymer. The Mitzvah Stavin understands this to mean, the first part says aseres habatim choymer is what's going to be when Mashiach comes. In the time of the Bayi Shlishi, there are going to be 10 batim in one choymer of oil, because today, in 3,000 years before the Bayi Shlishi, it's also ki aseres habatim choymer. Not 3,000, 2,500 years, but because also today, and 10 batim equals a chomer. This will never change. 10 batim to a chomer. And from that, you shall give a complete bas to a levi as meiser. Now we go back to the beginning of the pasuk. The choyk Hashem, the law of how much shemen shall be given as meiser, shall be habas hashemen. What is a bas hashemen? Ma'asar habas min akor. You shall remove a bas, 10% of the kor. That's how much you shall give to the Levi. Okay, so this.
Why do we talk about Shem? Why says it never possible?
Exactly. That's a very difficult question. So that's why, according to the Mitzvahs and Rashi, they're getting into more and more trouble. As we go through the Psukim, the questions on Rashi and the Mitzvahs become more and more difficult, because when it comes to Truman Meiser, it's not only. Here it only mentions Truman for wheat and barley. And Meiser only mentions oil. But you have an obligation to give truma on oil also. And you have an obligation to give meiser on wheat and barley also. So what's going on? In Hanani, Rashi is very difficult. But Rashi is forcing himself into this position because Rashi does not want to say that when Mashiach comes, anything will be different than it is now. Radak and Malbim are not limited by that difficulty. That's why they're much more creative in telling you, no, we're dealing with an inaugural carbon or dealing with a tax to the melech, and therefore in a chanami, you're only going to bring for the inaugural carbon wheat and barley. You're not going to bring oil. And as far as shemen, according to Rashi, shemen will be. Well, let's see how Rashi goes into this pasuk. Pasuk Yudalit, the choyka shemen lemaiser. Can Rashi get like the mitzvah doing lemaiser? Habas hashemen, habas shehi midas hashemen. Bas is a measurement of oil. Zohi maiser. That's how much he will give to the lady. Habas yihi will be minakar, will be from the car. Motsasi, I have my edition motsasi. Ho isur shehaba, an isur means the meiser, will be a bas. Why? Shehabas me'aseres minakar yihiye. A bas is 10% of a car. In a car, there are 10 bas. So by giving one bas, you're indeed giving 10%. Ketzad ma'aser habas minakar. Why is it so that a bas is ma'aser minakar? The pasuk goes on to explain. Because asirish shel bas alakar, a tenth of a bas, shel bas alakar, who did mizor,
measure 10 measures.
10 measures, okay. There are 10 measures in a car. Now Rashi points out something interesting. Teva zu mishameshes al atzma v'al acherim k'may avoidas hakodesh v'avoidas b'nei mirori. Look at the word avoidas. The word avoidas is used in two different forms. On the one hand, it's used to define itself, almost like a noun. Avoidas hakodesh, the service, the holy service. So the word avoida is, it's pointing to itself. There is a service. The service is a holy service, but nevertheless, it's a service. The word avoida is also used in reference to, as a tofel, to another word, or another concept, avoidas b'nei mirari. The ikar are the b'nei mirari. What do they do for a living? What is their service? So there's something called the avoidas b'nei mirari. Just like we have the word avoidas that's used two different ways, likewise, the word bas in this pasuk is used in two different ways. On the one hand, the word bas is defining shemen. It's atzma, habas hashemen. And likewise, it's also being used as ma'asar habas. The bas is meiser for something else, for the choymer. The ikur is the choymer, and the bas is a tofel to the choymer. That's the second use of the word bas. And the first usage of the word bas is defining what is a bas. A bas is a measurement, a liquid measurement.
If you don't bring in your tefuah in from the, into the house, you're not going to leave it from the mice, right?
Correct.
When you do olives, you never do the bad in the house. They, in the field, they build a base of bad.
Yes.
And they squeeze the olives outside.
Okay.
So you would not be mechuyev in truma meiser.
You would not be mechuyev in truma and meiser.
They had a big factory outside, the open factory.
The Gemara Malach is not here. I don't know. It could be right. I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, but eventually they used it, right?
So maybe because you're processing it in, even outside, it's counted as a chiyuv on the shemen. So you learn it from the pasuk. You deliberately oil to let you know that you would think it would be, you know.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I don't know the laws. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. You're saying the reason why we're serving is because we. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I have to look into that. Okay, you're saying good. I don't know. We have to look into that. We have to look into that. Now let's finish up Rashi. Rashi over here says, Rashi over here concludes. Rashi says, Ki aser sabatim, yelacham achayim v'zo'oz yitochin litol himenu bas achas l'maiser. So we divide up the choymer into 10 parts, and we take off one part, and therefore you're giving 10%. Ki aser sabatim choymer l'fisha choymer yelacham aser sabatim v'chein tirgim yoneson chad min asra, 1 of 10, hav yabita b'choyro in a kor, aray, it comes out, asar batim, 10 batim is a kor. Okay, now we'll go to the next pasuk. Pasuk, let's first see, we have to see the consistency in the Malbum. The Malbum says, I'm sorry, first the Radak, let's just see how they all follow through in their interpretation. Let's jump down to the second Dibur HaMaslam, because the first just reviews the basic rules. The Oma Maaser HaBas Menakor, okay, it's in the Radak, Pasuk Yudalit. If you jump down to the second Dibur HaMaslam, where it begins Va'amar, the pasuk says Maaser HaBas Menakor, the akor hu hachomer shezochar. These two are interchangeable. V'nikra b'shtei l'shoynos. The amar shidin l'tshumas hamincha. He's following his shita that we're dealing with an inaugural carbon for the bayis shlishi. You shall add to the grain, meaning the barley and the wheat, the 1/60th of what you have. Masar habas min akor. Anyone who has in their possession 30 measures of oil shall separate 10% of 30. Yiten mimenu leminchas asir sabas. Shall give over as an offering for a tenth of a lemincha asir sabas. K'moy shenoisein shishes ho'efo kemach. Now, if I'm not mistaken here, he seems to be saying 1%. It seems to say not like Rashi. You're giving 10%, 1%. That's what it seems, right? That's what it seems to say. Yitin nimen, anyone who has a kor shall give yitin nimenu lemincha asiris habas. Okay, another difference. Not like the Mitsudois and Rashi who learned that you're giving 10%. Because that has to be according to Rashi and the Mitzudos. Why does that have to be? Because according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, we're dealing with the laws of the Torah. And the laws of the Torah are to give 10% of your assets to the Levi. So it has to be 10%. But according to the Radak, we're not dealing with the mitzvah derais of Meiser. We're dealing with a special inaugural carbon that's offered on the Mizbech at the time of the Bayis Shlishi. We're not limited to any numbers of the Torah. It's brand new. There are new rules. So therefore, what? Squeaking? Okay, better now? Okay. Is it okay now? Okay. So now, now you're going to 1%. Just like we say, explicit, exactly 100th, exactly. There are 10 batim in a choymer. The reason why it repeats it twice is Loimar Kemosha Hamida Hi Hayoima Saras Abatim Chomer. Okay, goes on to say, okay, that's the thing we said before. Okay, but at least over here we have over here a new insight, the difference between the Rashi and the Radak. Over here giving 1%, you're not giving 10% because we're dealing with the inaugural carbon. Let's see the Malbum. The Malbum Pasuk Yud Dalid V'Choyk Hashemen Min Hashem Yikach Echad Mimea. Same thing, just like the Radak, you're giving 10%. You're giving one out of a bas. One out of a bas, not the entire bas. V'bas. It's the bas habas, the granddaughter. Okay, the granddaughter, the bas habas. Ritzen Elohim Asha, bas hi maisra akar, bas maisra akar, v'akar hu chaymer, v'zeh habas hagedoyla. And then it goes on to say, v'habas hagedoyla, meledes, bas ketana, shi maasar min habas hagedoyla, v'hu maasar min habasar, minu eim shia chaymer, oy akar, kilu hi bas, v'zeh shamar habas, hashemin maasar habas min akar, shikach shemin habas haketana, shihi maasar shal habas, habo min akar, shi habas hagedoyla, Okay, it's similar. And who is this going to, according to the Malbum? It's going to the Melech HaMashiach as taxes. Okay, now we go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Tes Vav. V'se'achas. So far we've discussed three different things. Wheat, barley, oil. Now we come to number four. Animals. Sheep. The se achas. Now notice it says achas plush in the keva. Does not say se echod. Is a se a zohar or in a keva? So some in fact want to say you have to give dafka a female sheep. That's unique. In the Torah, does there ever halach of giving a female sheep? Never. When you ever bring a sheep, a kivsa is seira. There is also it's female. I don't remember. Okay, but here it is the se achas. Min atzoin, and here it says min hamosayin, 1 in 200, and here we have a word, an expression which is world famous, an expression which is used in Shas 100 times, mimashke Yisrael. What does that mean? Mimashke Yisrael means, according to Rashi, it means from the best. Mimashke, it's a very unusual word. It simply means a drink, right? It means a liquid, a mishteh, a sudas mishteh. A party of drinks. Achashverosh made a sudas mishte. So here it says mimashke, but that's not the way it's translated. Mash mishke mimashke is translated to mean from the best. As the Mefarshim say, as it says in the Torah, the nivchar soinchem. Bring from your choice sheep. You bring to Hashem the best, mimashke Yisrael, lemincha. This will be a gift, ula oila, un oila, ul vilishlamim. L'chaper aleihem ne'um Hashem Elokim. So here we're running into trouble. Who is this referring to? So what's in the Mitzvah Stavit? Pasuk is on the Mitzvah Stavit. Pasuk in the Mitzvah Stavit says, V'se achas min hamosayim. Mi sheyiloi mosayim tzoyin. Anyone who has 200 sheep, yavi se achas l'korban chinuch habayis. So look what happened over here in the Mitzvah Stavit. He caved in. For the first time, the Mitzudos David now has caved into the parish of the Radak and the Malbum. There's no way you can learn this pasuk to refer to anything that we have in the Torah HaKadosha. There's no equivalent to having 1 in 200, nowhere, from sheep. You have no choice but to say this is something unique to the Bayis Shlishi, what you're going to bring for the Chinuch HaBayis. Who's going to bring this? Every single member of Klal Yisrael who is wealthy to the point where they have in their possession 200 sheep. Mimashke Yisrael. What does this word mean? Very strange word. So Mitzvah jumps to the Targum. Tirgum Yonasan. Mipitima di Yisrael. Now what does that word mean? Ritzon Elomar. It's also not clear. Mipitima, the fat one, the fat. Mibehemos hatoivim vehamufchorim shebiyodim, from the best. Yevu hakarbonois. So it's going back on everything. According to the Mitzvot, when it says Mimashke Yisrael, it's not just going back on the sheep, it's going back on the oil, it's going back on the wheat and the barley. Everything that you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sinorgu, for that you give, for a karbon, whatever, when the pasuk goes on to say for the mincha, for Azal Amru, fine. Then he goes on to say, that's a pshutoy shel mikra.
He went back on his shop.
Right, no. In the middle, the flower. No, that's the next word of the pasuk. Look at what it says. Leminha. The pasuk is discussing something new. This entire pasuk is discussing inaugural carbon. It's not going back to the wheat and the barley of the pasuk, the pre-tube sukkah before. Because the pasuk does conclude leminha la oila ulishlam lechaper lechem
l'mashem lokim. Doesn't say you're bringing a mincha. Doesn't say you're bringing flour. Where do you get the flour?
So I guess it means you bring a regular mincha. What kind of mincha? A regular standard mincha. Whatever the Torah says, you bring one ring of mincha. You bring a mincha, which is an isaroin. One is Sarn of Silas. It's not telling us the rules of the Mincha, but when you bring the Mincha, make sure you bring Mimashke from the best that you've got. Now, then he goes and he quotes the famous Chazal, Rabbi Zal Amru, Min HaMutar Li Yisrael. Why does it say the word Li Yisrael? What is that doing over here? Of course, who else? So we make a drasha that Mimashke also means a Su'uda. It means you go to a Su'uda that has to be kosher. Kashrus, this is a multi-billion-dollar business. The OU symbol, the OK symbol, the Badatz, Eid HaChredis, K Kashrus. So Mimashke, a Su'uda, is called by the word Mashke. For whatever reason, the Iker, the most significant part of the meal is the liquor, is the alcohol that is served at a Su'uda. So we call the entire meal by the word Mashke. Okay, that's what Chazal say. So we take these two words, the Mashke Yisrael means, if you were having a meal, there would be requirements. What would these requirements be? That it be kosher, that there be a mashkiach, that there be hashkacha, that the food be kosher. So too, when you bring something to Hashem, make sure the object, or the karbon, or the object of mitzvah, the tefillin that you put on your body, make sure it comes from something that you would be allowed to eat from if it was served to you in a meal. And that is why when it comes to tefillin, the only leather that can be used to make the batim can be from animals that are kosher animals. When you write a Sefer Torah, the cloth must be from an animal which is a kosher animal. If you take a non-kosher, a chazir, it can be a treifa. So that's the question, how far it goes. So we hold that as long as the min, this kind of animal is a kosher animal, even though in this particular instance there was no shechita, or there was a shechita and it was discovered that the animal was a treifa, there was a major defect, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a min, it is a creature that if you were to wish to partake, to eat from this in a su'uda, in a meal, you would be permitted to do so. So too, when you bring something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be kosher. The flour that you put on the Mizbeach, there can be no bugs. It has to be Naki Mitolaim, no bugs. And it has to be kosher, no Taruvis of Tarfus, whatever that means. Everything has to be kosher. That is what we learn from this Pasuk. Min HaMutar LeYisrael, Ucho'imer Min HaRoy LeSu'udas Yisrael. Ki HaSu'uda Amil Nikro Al Shem HaMashke. A Su'uda is called, based upon the Mashke. If you have liquor, expensive liquor, that's what it's all about. V'chein el ha-mishten in my Achashverosh. This is brought out. In a very great way in Megillas Esther. It was a su'udas mishte. V'hashesiyah chados ein ones. Every person was served wine. Based on his age. I went this week is very interesting. This week is very funny. We talked about a mashke. I went this week to shul. There was a person in the yeshiva where I daven. He made a siyam hashas. And and it was very nice. They made an elaborate kiddush. And then Rabbi Groner, you know Rabbi Groner, so he's the mashkiach there in the yeshiva. So he said to me, you know, at the Suuda they had whiskey. They're very big into liquor there. And he says he never saw the bottle. The bottle was 29 years old. And he said to me, I never saw a bottle that sat on it 20. It was aged 29 years. I saw 10 years. I saw 20 years. 29 is a very strange number. I never saw this thing called 29. It was very bizarre. So then he said, it occurred to me that he knows the person who made the Sima Shas. He first became religious when he was 29 years old. Okay, and he says, it has to be, and he didn't buy it for that reason. It just happened, the Hashkacha Pratis. So he said, it's amazing, the Hashkacha Pratis, that we have over here whiskey that's 29 years old, and the person who made the Sima Shas, he first connected HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayz Beshuva when he was 29 years old. Haloi Davar, isn't that a very significant thing? The Ikka goes Basa, the Mashke. The Mashke is speaking, it speaks volumes of what kind of Su'uda you are having. That is what it says over here in the Mitsudos David. Rashi Pasik Tezvav, V'se Achas Menatzai, Miyuchud Shebetzoynu, so it says Achas. Rashi over here is coming over here to make a point. The word Achas is unusual. Because really it's with se'echod. What is the word achas? So Rashi seems to pick up on the change from Zohar to Nekeva to teach you a halacha that it should be miyuchod. It should be the best of the best. Just like we're going to say mimashke Yisrael in the end of the pasuk refers to the mefutam, the fatty ones, the mufchar. That idea is being taught already in the word when it says the word achas. Miyuchod shebetzoynai. V'chein amar, Moshe mivchar nidreichem. Now, min ha mosai mimashke Yisrael. Now, what is this referring to? So Rashi does not. Rashi says, "Darshu Rabbi Seinu leinyan hanesachim mimosar shtei meois." Now, he says the word min ha mosai is 200 from the leftover. Min means whatever is left over from 200. Sheneshtaru bebar shenoyfal lesoicha yain shel orla o shel kili hakerem mikan leorla vikili hakerem shebetelin bimosam. Another very important halacha that we learned from this pasuk. Not just that, the word min hamasayim, not mimashke Yisrael, is that what are the rules of bittul for orla and kile hakerem? We know that when it comes to ordinary non-kosher, chazer, neveil, or treifa, the shear is roiv, bittul biroiv. One in two. One is bottle in two. Then there's something called bittul b'shishim, flavor. Anytime you can detect the flavor of something, you need to be mevatlet b'shishim, or even if you cannot detect the flavor, halacha l'mayis, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoi. Min b'minoi, if you have two different items, and they're exactly the same. And when davar lach, dealing with liquids, get mixed together, davar lach, there's a principle called bittul bishishin. And then there's a principle of echad, one in a hundred. Where do we apply bittul one in a hundred? Hegdish. Hegdish is bottle one in a hundred. And then there is the most severe type of bittul, and that is kile hakerem and arla. You need 200 times the prohibited matter for it to become mutter. Where do you learn that from? From this pasuk right here, min hamosayim. How do we know dealing with min hamosayim? Because here we're dealing. What's the source for this? Because it says here mimashke Yisrael. Since the next words are mashke, what is mashke? Yayin, wine, and oil. Yayin and oil are things that are products of orla and Kiliya Kerem. Orla, you have an olive trees, which you squeeze to produce oil, a mashke, and a vineyard you squeeze to produce yayin. So if orla and Kiliya Kerem, that's called the mashke. And the pasuk says min hamosayin. These words are out of place. Since when do we have a number of 200? It's teaching you here the rules of bittul by orla and kilayim, which are the main things, the most significant things that produce mashke, oil and yayin, that their prohibition is going to be B'mosayim 1 in 200. Now, obviously, it's more halachah l'moshin because you know, just because it says mashke, who says it means klayim? It means when the vineyard, the grapes, have been planted together with vines, so it's pentukdash becomes aser, and orla is the first 3 years, which is typical to olives. All right, whatever it means, but this over here saying is 1 in 200. B'mashke Yisrael. So here Rashi says min hamutar li Yisrael. Kol karbonosem shayu mimashke haroi liyisrael kol ikar hasudosh kuya al shem hamashke klemer haachila im hashasiya tehei min hamutar liyisrael, that the achila and the shasiya, whatever you bring a kodesh baruch hu, should be something that is mutter for a Yisrael. Okay, so that concludes that. Now let's see if we just finish up with the Radak. Just finish up and we're almost finished. The Radak pasik tes vav. He goes on to say, so here it says that the Radak Lishitosai, we're dealing with the special inaugural korbanos for the Bayish Lishi. Everyone's going to have to give one female sheep from 200 to offer for the chinuch. The Amar Achas, Beloshin Nekeva, Ki Nekeva Tiyer, Motsun Shese, Beloshin Nekeva. Bein se bria, bein se raza. We find that it has to be a female. The mashke Yisrael, so the Radak verse says the pshut shel mikra means min hashmenim, from the fat ones. V'hamuf chorim b'Yisrael yakrivu akarbon kamo sham b'Torah, like it says the nivchar nidreichem. Now here, okay, now we have to read this right. Like, very important right now. He says a lot of nice things over here. He goes on to say over here, V'amar kol chelav yitzah, lehebach ma'ashayu oisim. This is coming to criticize Klal. So the reason why over here, Hashem over here is telling them they have to be the best, it fits back with the Haftarah that we did not read this Per Shabbos. This Per Shabbos, I was zoicha to lain. I don't always get a chance to lain. So I got a chance to lain the Shabbos, and I prepared the lain in the Haftarah. And then, it was Friday night, it was at 11 o'clock, and I realized, wait a minute, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. It takes me a very long, very thick. It takes me a very long time to prepare. Rosh Chodesh. We're not going to be laying tomorrow from Treyasa. We're going to be laying Mochar Chodesh out the door. So I had to stay up the whole night, not the whole night, I had to stay up late preparing Vayoyme Yehoinasan Mochar Chodesh. V'nifkadata, you're going to be missing David HaMelech. Okay, so I prepared the long after. But when I did prepare the after, I did learn that the after that was supposed to lay this week was that these psukim that it says here in Malachi, that's what was after that was meant to be this Per Shabbos. Parshas told us, where it goes on to say, all of the poor korbanos that you bring this pasuk, this was the pasuk that we missed out on. V'haveisem gozul v'yes hapiseach v'yes hacholeh. Hashem criticized Klal Yisrael, you bring to the mikdash stolen animals, and you bring blind animals and sick animals. So that's exactly what this pasuk is coming to address. That when it comes down to the Bayis Shlishi, no more nonsense. Cut out the nonsense. Don't bring to Hashem stolen animals, blind animals, sick animals. You bring from Mimashke Yisrael. You bring from the best of the best. That's the purpose of what this pasuk is coming to. It's coming to reflect specifically what it says in Hosea. So here is what it means. Mashke is saying a fascinating interpretation of why it's called mashke. What is mashke? Mashke means a liquid, a drink. It means the marrow. Where do you have marrow? Marrow is only found in a big fat animal. If the animal is lean and thin and malnourished, There's no marrow. There's no mashke. Isn't that amazing, Radak? Umoyach atzmoisav yishuke. The marrow of the bones you will drink. That's only going to be found in a fat animal. Lefichach nikre hamifutam. That's why a fat animal is called mashke. Amazing. Because Rashi struggled. Rashi says, why is mashke? What does it mean, mashke? Rashi, it means the ikar sudo. When you have a meal, you have food and you have drink. So what is more expensive? What are people looking forward to? The alcohol. They're looking forward to the drink. So therefore we call it the mashke. He's saying, no, it means a fat animal based upon the marrow. So here is really winding down over here. This is very critical. It's over here. We have time over here. I don't have my typical. Oh, it's still around my time. That's why I'm off. I'm off time. I don't have my time. My watch. I think that's why I can't see what's going on over here. It's recording. Let's just finish up over here very quickly. We'll do the Malm tomorrow. But over here, he goes on. This over here is that this idea is that this inaugural carbon was brought for what purpose? Here are very critical words. L'shitas, he finally tells us the secret. As a kapara for the sins of Golos. Okay, the rest of the Malm we'll do tomorrow. The Radaki comes to go rip apart Rashi. Okay, so this the end of the section. These are the special korbanos for the inaugural korbanos, according to the Radak, all the way straight through to Mechaper. That's why the numbers have no precedent in the Torah. 1/60th, 1 in 100, 1 in 200, and it's a kapara. And Rashi did not say this. Rashi will go on to say why he disagrees with Rashi. What the Malm says, we'll do Mishem tomorrow.